bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. You listen to the sound of the bell. Alright, dear everyone, tonight is the 23rd of June, the year 2017, and we are in the night of the number 3 on the Body Mind Purification Retreat at Sac 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii. And tonight we will learn about the technique, how to prepare for the examination to pass the law number 3. I remind you the whole day, but you may not do it good yet because you still not practice correctly. So hopefully, okay, we have about 3 more hours. So have to be concentrate and try to minimize the external activity so you can see all the thoughts when it arrive in your mind and follow all of that one, you know, which one you want to perform the action and which one is the one you don't need and let it go right away. So that's why we can have the ownership of our master coming back, so that tonight when we take the juice, the oily mixture, it had to follow the direction and the sequence we want it to go, not at the usual in the wrong way in the wrong direction. As you know that we have to take the oily mixture if we want to help the liver, the gallbladder clean up. We want to get rid of extra fat in our body. We want to change best cholesterol into the good one. We want to reset our endocrine system to rebuild the hormonal system. Definitely we need to take the oily mixture tonight. Have no choice. And tonight we take a lot of the oily mixture and it's very late compared to the normal. So it much more dangerous than the normal wrong way of living. So that's why we need to have the power of our mind to direct it to go as we want it, so we can reset the system in our body and mind. Claim back the ownership of our master, of our brain. The first we need to take in the mixture, it have almost 45% in the mixture in the oil, and 55% in the aquatic, or what we call that in the water. Because you know at the media, for the gallbladder to work, it almost 95% the bile acid is in the oily media. So that's why we need to use a lot of oil tonight. And some area in the liver still work in the oily media, the lipid, the lip base, or the oil base. That's why we need to have a lot of oil tonight too. In the 55% of the water, we have to use 2 different ones. We have to use the major one, either sour flavor. Because the sour flavor, it have affinity towards the liver and the gallbladder. And then also the sour flavor, the acid environment, either one can combine the most with the fat or the oily. Besides the sour flavor, we would use some bitter flavor in the oil, in the water media. So the bitter flavor, again, it have affinity, or it will have the law of attraction with the gallbladder. It also have affinity to the heart and the neural system, so that's why it helps to dilate all the pie, all the blood vessel, or all the tube in our body. So besides that, we have another ingredient very important, that is grapefruit juice. The grapefruit juice, it have three medicinal activity very important. The grapefruit juice is the one to have activity to fulfill the law of the number three and to help us to graduate or to master the law of the number three. So the three medicinal activity of grapefruit juice, the first one, it had a sour flavor, so it can assist liver and gallbladder. Also in the grapefruit juice, it had a bitter taste. Bitter flavor, so it will support the gallbladder and the heart and the neural system too. And the third medicinal activity is very important because the grapefruit juice, it have a capacity to penetrate in very deep special cell in the liver. Those special cells stay deep inside the liver are the one responsible for convert the toxic substance like the chemical when we cook in the food, the additive in the frozen or in the preserved food, and the most important and most toxic, that's the medicine we take on the daily basis. As I explained to you the mechanism of the drug yesterday, because that is the chemical, the inorganic chemical synthesized in the lab, so it cannot buy or cannot help our body at the organic cell or organic substance. So the more drug we use, the more new compound, bulky compound will be formed in our body, especially in the liver. And because it creates a lot of side effects, that's why we had to use one medication to treat the side effect of the other. More and more drug we had to use, and more new compound be found in our body, especially in the liver. That's why when you take medication, many medication, the pharmacist advise you not to take with the grapefruit juice. And once in a while, every 3 months or 6 months, or maximum every year, you have to have a blood test to monitor the liver function. So during the process of the converting the drug into the less toxic or less damage to the body before it transform to before it transport to the blood, or before it eliminate out in the feces. That's why the leftover or the byproduct will be retained in the liver. And that's why also the more medication we take, the more liver problem we have. And grapefruit juice is the best one have capacity to deal with all that chemical reaction in the special liver cell. And it have the it have capacity to pull out all that metabolite or the byproduct get stuck in the liver cell. So after we finish the lecture, you will be given each one a bottle of the oily mixture and with some slice of ginger. And if anyone did not have enough 3 bowel movements, or anyone still have a bowel movement in a solid form, it's not liquid yet, and you need to take more laxative and more alkaline juice so that you can have the liquid, the stool, like you have a diarrhea, right, before 10 o'clock. So from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, you have 2 more hours to clean up your colon and your intestine. And then around at 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, you will go to the toilet, wash your face, brush your teeth, and then you take the mixture out. Okay, remember at 10 o'clock, right? 10 o'clock. you take the mixture out, and then you make sure you check the cap, okay, and then you shake real well, mix the mixture all together. Remember, at 10 o'clock. You should not do earlier than that, okay, if you say you fall asleep and you want to take it at 9 o'clock, okay, you should not do that, because the gallbladder starts to open widely at 11 p.m., so we need about an hour for it to travel from our mouth to the throat, down to the stomach, and to the intersection. We need only about an hour. If you take too early and this not open the door yet, and it will go down here, so waste our time and energy and everything. And if you fall asleep and you forget to put the alarm or no one to remind you, and you sleep until 11 or midnight, and you wake up, oh, I forgot to take the mixture, and you take at that time, okay, it no work, because that is past the hour of the working. Remember, okay, 11 o'clock is the time for the gallbladder to open the white door to accept it, and it have only 2 hours to work, and after that, it passed to the liver. And again, if it not passed through the gallbladder, if you take too early, it go down to the intestine. If you take too late, only portion get into the gallbladder. And from that, it will get in the liver. It's not enough have material. Look like it don't have enough sodium to fight for that. And it don't have enough time to do the job. So make sure we have to take at correct time. It's 10 p.m. Now we have to take, okay, remember, after we check the cap, okay, and we check it real well, open the cap and take at one all together, okay? Okay, one time only. Only 250 milliliters, so only half of this bottle. So you take at one time, okay, you finish all that one. After you take and you close your mouth and you chew for the few times, so the saliva will come out to clean up most of the oily mixture in your mouth, and you swallow it. After you drink the whole mixture, and then you close your mouth, you chew for the few times, and the saliva automatically secretes out to clean up your mouth. And after that, you put one slice of ginger in your mouth, and you chew for a few times, and the ginger juice will release out. And you, again, and you just squeeze it around your mouth, and you swallow. So the ginger, normally, if you take ginger at night, okay, that is a toxic substance, all right? You take the ginger during the daytime, it's good for you. But if you take the ginger at night, it is no good. But tonight, you have to take the ginger because it has some job to do. So the job of the ginger tonight, it has to follow the law of number 3-2. So the first function it has to do is release the spicy, the hot, so it can help to melt out all the oils in your mouth and along the throat. The second function of the ginger is the anti-nausea and vomiting. Because for those of you who have the stomach problem and the reflux problem. This window is not closed. The sphincter is not closed tightly. Or if you not have a bowel movement correctly, it still has the pressure down here, so it will put backward. So the ginger have anti-nausea vomiting, so it prevents all that case. Tonight, yet you know, from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., they have to work very hard. Okay, it works very hard to clean up and to break down all the sediment or the stone in the gallbladder and in the liver. So that's why, okay, it makes you kind of disturbed, a little bit hard to go through the smoothly sleep. And ginger, it has active medicinal activity like relaxation and help for the sleep. So after you shake the bottle, and drink completely the mixture at once while you close your mouth, chew for the saliva coming out, and while you do the ginger for the juice relief, okay? And you step back and forth and you massage your belly clockwise. Remember, clockwise, okay? From the top of your chest cavity to your umbilical cord only. Okay, so that means the stomach, the gallbladder, and the liver area. Clockwise, okay, clockwise. Remember, just from the chest cavity to the umbilical cord only. And you should in the standing position, okay, so it's easier to go down. And you don't need to move it fast, you move it slow, but you breathe it really hard, okay, slowly, but breathe it really hard inside. Remember, you don't need to move it fast, move it slow, but breathe really hard, because you see it here, the stomach work best early in the morning, so it will decrease slowly, and after 6, okay, it no longer work. That's why people eat late at night, okay, the stomach not working, that's why it not convert the food into the energy. So that's why, okay, the more you eat, the more you're hungry, and it not convert to the energy, it retain the trap. So that's why you have the big belly and you have all kind of problem when you eat late. So when you press it and you massage it, the first you mix, you continue to have the stomach to mix the mixture completely. It not separate the water and the oil. And secondly, it will push that mixture down to the bottom of the stomach to the intersection of the gallbladder and the liver. After about 7 minutes, work back and forth and massage clockwise like that. And then you laying down on your back, So when you lay down on your back and you use your hand to grab your knee and you pull it in, okay? When you pull it in, you're breathing out, and when you relieve it out, you're breathing in. Make sure the thigh compress to your lower belly. Slowly just follow your breathing rhythm. You do that about 7 more minutes. You have to use your hand to grab your knee to make sure your thigh compress to the lower belly. This is not an exercise. This is a purpose to compress the lower belly so it put back the foot. Because when we stand up and we massage clockwise, we put the mixture down to the intersection here. If we continue to stand up to doing that, it will pull down here. Because the earth gravity and because the empty lung instead for the last 3 days, it could pull out easier. So it go down faster than go to the side. So that's why we need to, after 7 minutes, work up back and forth and doing that. It come to this intersection. It get ready to go to this side, but more difficult than go down. So that's why we need to lay down. So the earth gravity no longer work when we laying down. But the long empty intestine still have a stronger force to continue to draw it down. All right, so that's why we need to use the thigh to compress the lower belly so it put the pressure back here. If we just in and out, okay, and we not compress the thigh again, the lower abdominal, it doesn't work. You don't need to do it fast, just follow your breathing rhythm. But make sure you compress it real hard, so the pressure will be put backward, right? All of that just the purpose to put the mixture to this area only. Don't let it go anywhere. All right, and after 7 minutes doing that, you turn on your right side. All right, turn on your right side and sleep on your right side. To prevent, come back to the strung on the floor, you may have the pillow or you have the blanket. Okay, you roll it and you plug in the back, in your back. So overnight from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., you should lay down on your right side. And then your right thigh or your right leg should folding up too. If you cannot do that, you find out the small pillow or the blanket or the towel, whatever, you roll it and you block it at the lower right side of abdominal. All right? So all of that activity, all that exercise, just try to push the mixture down to the gallbladder and the liver. We have to do correctly because we have to balance all the food. The one we use, the lemon, we use the bitter steak, we use the grapefruit juice, etc. All of that combined with the earth gravity to pour all the mixture back into the gallbladder and the liver. On the other hand, the gallbladder and the liver will secrete the fluid and the bile to put out. And because of the force inside out, all the way strong at least 5 to 10 times compared to the inward force. So that's why if we not balance that, all right, we not do it correct, it just put out only. It don't have the one to draw in to stimulate to clean up. All right, so that's why we cannot clean up our system inside. We have to balance the in-out, the inward, and the outward. And we take advantage on the outward fault all the way stronger than the inward. That's why it have enough fault to push out all the stone or under the sediment, the toxic substance in here out. But and then we still need to have the inward fault to draw the mixture back again. So it have a chemical reaction. Okay? So that's why if you not do correctly, the inward fault always smaller than the outward fault. So we not success. Alright? It look like example like your car gets stuck in the mud. You have to put back and forth. The backward fault always smaller than the forward fault. But you need it back and forth. And then when it momentum strong enough, it put it up. The same thing in here. The inward fault always smaller than the outward fault. But we need to balance that. And it's just in and out. And many times like that. And all the way the outward fault stronger than the inward. That's why it can push out all the stone, all the sediment, all the toxic material inside out. But we need to balance all that one and we need to do correctly. All right. And then if we do correctly, remember, you don't need to sleep. Just follow the procedure and the guideline and practice exactly what we do after lunch time. Just lay down and relax. But instead of you lay down on your back, now you lay on your right side. Just follow your breathing, okay, and relax totally. And you do your job and they do their job. And then at 4 o'clock, you wake up. 4 o'clock, you wake up and you sit up. You take right away 1 to 2 cup warm water, right? Some people may have a bowel movement in the middle of the night, maybe at 1 or 2 or 3, something like that, before you go to bed, okay? Before 10 o'clock, before you take the mixture, you already go to the bathroom already. It's supposed, okay, after 4 a.m., but some people, 1 or 2 people, maybe wake up at the middle of the night to go urination or bowel movement, whatever. Just wake up and go and come back to lay down at the right position. But if you go to the toilet before 3 a.m., that's not complete the process yet. Okay, so the product not coming out. After 4 or 5 a.m., okay, maybe the dry product in the gallbladder and the liver. Okay? So wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and take 1 to 2 cup of warm water. And if after about half an hour doing our bowel movement, doing the bowel exercise like we practice, and you massage your belly if you don't feel going to the toilet, maximum to 6 a.m., okay, we will make for you a special mixture of laxative tomorrow. So after 6 a.m., if you don't go to the toilet, you should take that laxative, a special one for tomorrow. And tomorrow, again, you need to have at least 1 or 2 bowel movement around at 7 or 8 a.m. You may have the third one before noon, so you see it will kick out all. Some people delay after noon or 2 or 3 or maybe 5 or 6 p.m. It's not good. Okay? Try to get it out as early as possible. So it will clean up and you feel very light. All right. In case, when you're laying down and you almost fall to sleep, and then you had a feeling of going backward. That means you had a feeling of nausea or vomiting. What we need to do, sit up, okay? Don't need to stand up. Sit up first and open your mouth real wide, okay? Open your mouth real wide and you're breathing out. And after that, you're breathing in and you close your mouth. You can bring your head back to the normal position. Down here, continue to massage, okay? From the chest cavity down to the umbilical cord. You do that after 5 minutes maximum and you feel okay and go back to your laying down position. If after 5 minutes you're doing that, you don't feel improvement, you now stand up and walk around and still doing that, all right? And hopefully after another 5 minutes, you'll be okay and lay down. If you had a problem, you already had a problem, you had a painful during the normal life already. But now, okay, it's much easier because during the normal life, you have your intestine blocked and all the pathway here blocked. But now we already clean, so it's almost empty here. So the pressure, okay, it's going through, it's not reversed. So you should not have any pain compared to the normal life. And then when the mixture comes in and it puts it out, it's much easier because it has nothing to block its way. Compared to the normal life, you have many things to block it. So that's why we have to be mindful and listen to our body. You know, because some people, they so stressed and they be blocked and they just take the laxative too much during the day. And then finally, when it acted all at one time, and then it put the go to the toilet continuously, so that is no good, right? So we listen to our body and we relax, we exercise, so we combine 3 levels of body all together, and we maintain between the bowel movement about an hour or more. That is perfect. Right? Less than an hour or less than half an hour is no good. All right, so now if you have no question, first day, second day, no. Only people finish the third day, completely 3 days. Because you should have a bowel movement the first one before 7, okay? So we have to learn how to train our mind and the body. Because you know that, okay, the baby, when they were young, we train the baby and the baby can do that. So we have to train our mind and our body again in this retreat. So after we finish one cycle, that means 7 days, we have to reset everything in the range and in the normal way. All right, we are good. So we sit back balancedly, relaxingly, and head, neck, and spine upright. Come back to your breathing and bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. May all being be happy. May all being be peaceful. May all beings living in harmony. May all beings learn the true Dharma. May all beings share our merits. May all beings be liberated from suffering, birth and death cycle. May all beings be enlightened. Enlighten and enlighten soon. All right, have a peaceful night and successful process.